Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help. You save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Ellie Goulding's least personal album yet, if Ryan Gosling is too old to play Barbie's Ken, our hopes for the Nintendo Cinematic Universe, and how I got blocked on Twitter by a Drag Race Season 15 queen ahead of the finale. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Is this thing rolling? Or wait, what did we say? Is this on?
Good morning, Grace Helbig.
No. Hit it, Fergie.
Oh, hit it, Fergie.
Hey, Corey.
Hey, babe. What's up?
You know what? I am just ready to cut up with my girl.
Oh, well.
Would you rather cut up or let loose?
Let loose.
Oh.
Babe, I didn't even have to think about it.
Okay, well, luckily you don't have to. It comes naturally for you.
I just let loose.
The loosening.
I have never been as loose as I am right now.
Did you like the... Did we discuss it last week? The lemon... and Jan remix of Let Loose?
I think you brought it up, but you told me it hadn't dropped yet.
Well, it kept being teased and teased and teased. I didn't know when it was supposed to drop. I thought it was supposed to drop. Anyway, it came out, and have you heard it?
Have you ever teased an animal, I think, is what we should be discussing.
No, I would never tease. I would only... No, I would not. I would just... I like to pet an animal at most. Light pet.
Wait, what was it? What I would give my cat and then she would kitty lick it?
Okay.
That's all.
Okay, great.
Yeah, hey.
So you haven't heard the Let Loosening remix?
Oh, is that what we're still on? No, is it an official remix?
It's an official remix. Well, the person who did the original Let Loose, if I look it up, Let Loose remix, I think his name is Andrews Angels is what they're calling it. Andrews Angels remix, because the person who made the original was named Andrew something. Oh my God, I wish I knew, because... Andrew Barrett Cox. There we go.
There we go. Giving credit where credit is due.
Yes. Well, he did the Let Loose original, and then he did Lemon's verse for, what was that, All Stars or Versus the World or whatever for the talent show, the original song, and did Jan's original music. And so, like, I think it was like a, okay, you know what? Bring all the girlies together. I liked it. I thought Jan added some good vocals, and I thought Lemon added a great rap verse. I thought this is...
Were you feeling the Jantasy?
I was feeling the Jantasy. I was. I couldn't help it. I thought it was fun. Good for the girls. It gave Bang Bang.
Listen, I'll look it up on Spotify.
Okay, good.
I've got lots of time left today to listen to it.
Though I don't
Maybe
like
it'll be my most.
I don't like when a remix has all the same vocals of the original artist. It's like, give me something fresh. A remix,
change up a lyric.
At least give me a new whoa or something.
A run.
Yes, that's what we're calling it. Speaking of runs, Ellie Goulding.
Oh my God, what could you possibly have to say about Ellie Goulding?
First of all, she has hits, so don't act like she doesn't. But
listen, wait.
What?
So I've been making these little 10-song playlists of like every artist that I love for when I go to the gym, and then I usually can like listen to two while I'm there, and it's just like 10 hit after hit after hit of every artist. Or of,
I feel
of
like
that
your Spotify
songs.
Has had those before, like you have like your best of certain artists.
I do, but those are very long, and sometimes I'm intimidated into listening to them because they're so long, and I have found these 10-song bite-sized ones are a dream.
Okay.
But now that you say that, I guess I should. I could probably make one for Ellie Goulding. Was my point.
Do you have a Bebe Rexha one?
No, but I could.
You really could, and you really should.
I was telling one of my friends over the weekend, and they said, "Do you have an Nelly Furtado one?" And I said, "I'm not trying to be rude, but I don't think I could make one with 10 songs that I bet someone out there has 10 songs from Nelly Furtado that they like, but I am not one of those people."
You know what? There is something interesting about a Nelly Furtado stan, because I know a few of them and they are very loud about it. And I have nothing wrong with Nelly Furtado, but it's just like, it's like the people in our replies being like, "When's the Nelly Furtado Queens Edition?" And I want to be like, "Well, you tell me."
I woke up Saturday morning. I was an angel, and I went to bed early after the RuPaul's Drag Race reunion, and I got up and went to the gym. And I woke up Saturday morning and had a text from like a gay late night afters that was all, who had the better career, Nelly Furtado or Christina Aguilera?
Okay, we all need to get a grip. We all need to take a second.
In what world are we comparing those two career trajectories? And that's when I said, "Well, let me tell you, I very easily made a 10-song Christina Aguilera playlist for the gym, but I don't think I could make one for Nelly Furtado."
Well, the reason I brought up Ellie Goulding was she's got a new album coming, okay, allegedly.
Okay.
And she has said in an interview, it is her least personal album yet. And I respect that. I love it. If anything, it makes me want to listen to it because, bitch, when I feel like when you are in an album promo, campaign or blitz, the most common phrase is, "This is my most personal album yet." And it's like, it means nothing anymore. And so for her to say, "You know what? I did not draw on anything in my life. I just wanted to have fun." I thought, bitch, I'm on board.
Honestly, that's giving me "This Is Acting" by Sia, because that whole album was songs written for other
people. Oh, I thought you were doing Tammy Brown, "This Is Acting." I'm acting.
I mean, maybe Ellie Goulding is, but no, it's like, that Sia album called "This Is Acting" was all songs she wrote for other people. So that certainly must be her least personal album.
Sure. I'm on board.
How many albums do you think Ellie Goulding has?
Maybe three, four, two, one, three. Okay, is my guess.
I'm writing down Ellie Goulding and Bebe Rexha for me to try to make little 10-song playlists.
Don't forget your Nelly Furtado.
I can't. But you know how I was telling you a couple weeks ago that I figured out how to make folders on Spotify?
Yeah.
Well, now I have a folder called Tens Across the Board. And it's all the little 10-song playlists from all these people.
That's a cute idea. I appreciate it. Where can people find you on Spotify?
I think just Google my name, bitch.
Yeah.
Or Spotify Google. Okay. Search.
We didn't talk about the Barbie trailer last week, but it did come out.
I don't think it had dropped.
Oh, it didn't?
Not until after we recorded.
Well, did you watch it?
I did.
And I think I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be fun. No?
I wasn't sure.
Okay, what's wrong?
Nothing about the trailer made me say, "I want to see this."
Oh.
I didn't laugh.
Oh, okay.
It felt very straight culture.
And maybe it will be. They do have culture, I guess.
They showed, it felt like it was a montage. The trailer was a montage of the who's in it. And it was a lot of
celebrities. That is what they do. That is what trailers are.
It showed no clips about plot, storyline, nothing. And then it ended with a 3-minute clip of them saying, I'm going to beat you up.
Oh, yeah.
Or something.
It was, it's and a it little felt, like,
And that felt like a straight person's joke.
It
and
is I didn't straight. Laugh. It is straight men jokes about being gay, or you know, I guess
I couldn't tell, and it was like, and it went on too long.
Okay, girl.
I don't know. I'll probably see it. It was like,
well, the internet
it was
is
giving
a buzz.
Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar.
Yeah, sure. Well, I liked Barb and Star. In fact, I own it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. In your cloud.
Yeah.
we get it. You're rich.
Well, the internet is a buzz because people are saying that Ryan Gosling looks too old to be playing Ken. And then everyone was posting who should be a Ken. But my perception is people don't understand what a himbo is. People just think they want to be able to fuck someone. And that's a Ken. If they have to be fuckable to them, and then that's a Ken, right?
I don't know. I've never tried to fuck Ken.
Well, he is what? Ryan Gosling is, I think I read that he's 42, and the internet seemed to be, they were reposting a still image from the trailer that it looked a bit edited, to be honest, where it was like a lot of wrinkles going on. And even if he had wrinkles, like, okay. But I'm a little like, can y'all just chill? Like, do you want people who are above 30 to just die? Just say it. Just say it with your whole chest.
I don't think I don't think I saw that discourse actually happening on Twitter, but I saw people talking about that the discourse was happening. Well, if that makes sense.
Maybe it was fake then.
My bigger complaint was that I had to see people doing that Barbie meme for a week.
Oh, honey.
Whenever something like that's going on, I think there are people out there who complain if I post my Spotify Unwrapped for one day in December, and I had to look at it. Wasn't even fun. I can't believe that.
Yeah, there was nothing fun about it. It was just an easy format to participate in.
Maybe that's what it was. Is it was so easy?
I mean, they must. Well, have, I was they like, must why have included do I like a template somewhere?
Yeah, I was like, why do I care? You just put a picture of you just took your Instagram profile picture and put it on a background.
It was like, this is okay. It was, give me nothing.
I guess I'm a hater.
Yeah. It's okay. Haters right now, walk among us. It's big to be a hater on the internet.
Right now, my thoughts on the Barbie movie is I'll watch it on a plane.
Ooh. That seems a little bright.
No, I get a window seat and I close the shade.
On a flight. Okay.
Remember when that little kid was trying to look across my lap from the middle seat out the window and I closed the window to shut that down?
I've had people reach across to try to take content. Reach across to the window while I'm in the window seat.
Are you kidding? Wow.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm not going to say anything. They're getting their boomerang. It's fine.
Will you just crop dust while you're there?
Did I tell you about when I was, I feel like I told you, but I don't know if I told you. You tell me if I told you. When I was flying back from something and the flight was about to land. This is very recently. We were about to land and then they couldn't land. And so we had to circle above LA for like 30 minutes. And oh my God, I was holding my pee the entire time. And I thought, oh, I'm going to have like a infection or something. Like I truly thought. Anyway, during the circling of LA, the two people behind me were like, oh my God, imagine how many TikTokers are down there. I was like, ew. I was like, what in the world? It was gross. I didn't like it.
Why did you have your headphones off so you could hear other people talking on a plane? That was your first mistake.
Oh, they were hooting and a hollering and they were really talking loud.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, did you hear who broke up?
No. Mm. Who?
Yeah, me either.
Who? Who? Anybody important?
Well, I can't say their name.
Redacted?
Yeah.
They were in a relationship? Who is redacted? Which redacted? 6 years?
Do you think Redacted's fans will bully their ex now that they've broken up like they do with all their other exes?
I can't get involved in all that. I don't know. Are we talking about who? I think, I don't know. I don't pay attention.
Hey, did you see the Mario Brothers movie?
I did not, but I saw that it broke a whole bunch of records. Like,
wait, really?
It's the biggest debut of a animated something or other, beat like Frozen 2.
No.
Yes.
Yes. Oh my God, the Mario Bros were out in full force.
Well, it's the Nintendo Cinematic Universe is coming.
Did you ever see the Cars movie on Pixar?
No, Cars and Planes. No, no, I didn't. But I am excited for the Nintendo Cinematic Universe because you know it's going to culminate in a Super Smash Brothers crossover experience.
You think a Super Smash Brothers movie? I don't know. I thought when they made those Mortal Kombat games into movies that it was not a good idea.
Well, that's not your issue. You don't have to worry about it.
Well, as a Smash Brothers fan, I'm nervous.
Okay, well, as far as Smash Brothers go, as original characters in Super Smash Brothers, like the first one, all Nintendo properties. So you've got Kirby. I would love a Kirby movie. You have Donkey Kong. That's a full experience that you can create there.
But can they make sure that it's all actors and not CGI?
Why? I don't know. Why?
Like James Corden as Kirby?
Sure. What do you mean? Wait, what? Like cats? Like James Corden and cats?
Like, yes, like actors, not like a CGI, not like the Mario Brothers movie where it's all just animation.
I wouldn't mind that.
I want live action people. I want someone dressed as Donkey Kong.
No.
I want someone dressed as Kirby.
No.
Imagine the fun you could have.
Who voices Donkey Kong in the Mario movie? Because Donkey Kong's in that, right?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Well, I think it's Seth Rogen.
As the bumbling Donkey Kong?
Yes, I think. Maybe I'm making that up. Seth Rogen Donkey Kong. Are all of the other Donkey Kong characters going to be in it? Daisy Kong or whoever
Diddy
the fuck.
Kong.
Diddy Kong.
Hey,
Grandpa Kong.
I thought it was Granny Kong.
No, there's a grandpa, I think. I'm not done talking about the Nintendo Cinematic Universe because you know we're gonna get a Zelda one. We're gonna get a Metroid. We're gonna get a Star Fox. We're gonna get what about a Luigi's Mansion?
I don't think.
What about a Detective Pikachu 2? It's all gonna come together, baby.
That's already in the works.
Yeah. Will Rita Ora be killed in Detective Pikachu 2?
Did she survive the first one? Didn't Mewtwo fuck her up?
Yeah, Mewtwo killed her. And that was history.
Spoiler alert. Hey, you know who also died? Jesus for our sins.
What's the deal? Jesus' birthday always stays the same, but his death day changes?
I don't know.
Date-wise. Easter always falls on a Sunday. Can you guarantee what day that's going to be? No. So, like, where's the truth?
I don't know. I'm not into big church.
Big church.
big Jesus.
Okay.
Catholicism.
You brought it up. I'm yes-anding the Jesus.
Well, I was going to ask, now, did you betray anyone this Easter?
I don't think I did. I really had a very chill weekend. I slept all weekend. It was incredible.
Did you try the Cadbury cream egg sandwich from Subway?
No, I did not. Is it gone? Is it done? I genuinely meant to get one to eat on stream. What is it?
It wasn't real. It couldn't have been real.
Cadbury egg. I want to eat it. Cadbury egg sub?
Subway.
Yeah, I know that Subway. But like, so what? Is it heated? Are you heated?
It looked like they were melted on the thing. Mm. Did you get any Easter candy this year?
Not a single experience of Easter did hit my brainwaves.
Did you get any Girl Scout cookies?
No. No. I didn't.
Well, I'm pissed because nobody has the raspberry ones. If you're listening and you know how to get me a box.
Then what? Then what?
Open. Slide into my DMs.
Girl.
Hey, speaking of cinematic universes that we don't need.
Okay.
Harry Potter reboot.
What about it?
They are trying to do a Harry Potter full series reboot.
They're going to film eight more movies?
As a TV show. And each season is one of the movies.
Okay. Who's playing the bumbling wizard?
I don't know. I don't know. But things we don't need, right?
I don't know. The Potter kids are really into that stuff.
Certainly.
You have to ask a Potter fan, Potterhead.
I would rather
what
not.
What do they call themselves?
I don't know. The
Potter person?
Potter person. Yeah. Gender neutral.
A muggle?
Muggle. Well, that it was announced like right after. You know, J.K. Rowling is the worst, right?
Yeah, she was nominated
for what? Best Kiss?
No, she was nominated for Girl Bye. Oh, at the Tweeties.
Who won Girl Bye?
Kanye West.
Oh, well. I love the Girl Bye category. That's nice, but it's not
right?
But as opposed to Bye Girl.
Girl, bye.
I would like a alternate category that's just bye women, and it's like bye.
Oh, bye girl.
Yeah, best bye woman, best bye girl versus girl bye.
Ever or this year?
This year, practicing bye girl this year.
Okay,
send my notes. Well, apparently, like, who's that dude that plays Harry Potter? Dana Radcliffe did a Daniel Radcliffe did a sit down roundtable series with a whole bunch of like trans kids and gender nonconforming kids and non-binary kids about the state of the trans experience and just like amplifying trans voices in that way, and which I would say is a huge deal as like the closest person to the Harry Potter franchise besides J.K. Rowling, and she's completely like changed her legacy to be 100% anti-trans as her messaging, and like it's really ruined the experience of a lot of Harry Potter fans. So I thought, you know, good for Daniel Radcliffe. But then the very like same week that he dropped that with the Trevor Project, she's trying to reboot the franchise. It's like, girl, hang it up, get a new gig, move on. No, she needs, she's, girl, bye. She gets my vote.
You missed the voting window.
My bad. Okay. Who do you want to play as the fumbling Harry Potter?
I know who I don't want to play.
Who? Ryan Gosling.
Kid Rock.
Ryan Gosling is too old to be playing Harry Potter. Someone said, Kid Rock? What? Okay, Kid Rock was popping up on my feed, and I would not be fooled to turn on the audio. No, sirree. I kept scrolling by. I thought, who is stopping to watch a Kid Rock video in the year of my Lord 2023?
Well, Kid Rock in a MAGA hat.
Right, who is stopping to watch it?
Well, the only reason I saw it is because dumb Twitter's stupid... What's it tab called for you?
Did you stop scrolling and watch it?
Yeah.
So you're the problem.
He was all, hey, hey, here's my MAGA hat. And then he shot up a bunch of beers.
Ugh. You know what? Gaga did it first when she promoted voting. Did you see that when she had the camo pants on and she crushed a beer and she was standing in front of like a big old car and she said, democracy. She was cosplaying the MAGA.
Really?
Yeah. You don't remember this?
I didn't know. No.
Get out there and vote type of vibes.
The Gaga cinematic universe doesn't always come into my
We'll keep up.
Corey. Corey Cool Universe.
Hey, did you see the Nicki Minaj, Kim Petras song coming? Song of the Summer incoming?
I saw that, I think.
I'm ready.
Wasn't it just a little clip and it was all, ooh, ah. What does she do?
Ooh, wee, woo, ah, woo, ah, I think.
Okay, wait.
What?
It's just, why are they all, everyone's just remixing the dance songs from the 90s. Isn't that what this is?
Okay, Grandpa, so what?
So when are they doing Who Let the Dogs Out remix?
Now you're asking the important questions.
Who Let the Dogs remix out when?
sound it out. Sound it out. We can try it again. But I agree. You're right. And now you said it. I'm waiting on the Venga bus. You know me. I played. Okay, first of all, so I went
it
to.
Was a, like I went all to, the songs that were hot during the. What was it called?
The Good Times?
No. Open House Party with John Garabedian. Now all those songs are being remixed for nowadays.
Blue Dabba Dabba. BB
hey,
Rexha.
So if you had to rank all the music eras that you were alive for, starting with the 80s and going through the 10s, what would you rank them?
Well, United States of Pop 2009, Blame It on the, really changed culture for me. For me, go listen to that and try to tell me that any other moment of pop music was superior. Bitch.
So you think the aughts?
It was a different experience, all I'm trying to say. Like, it was the aughts, if not the tens. We really were spoiled, and people didn't want to understand how spoiled we were.
Wow.
Blame it on the pop. Blame it on the dance. Blame it on the rock and roll.
I have recently found that there are a lot of songs that came out in the aughts that I enjoyed then and find very annoying now.
Oh, that's fair. Well, music
Promiscuous
tastes...
by Nelly Furtado.
Music... not a Nelly Furtado hater.
I think a lot of stuff from Gwen Stefani's solo career.
Mm. Yeah, some things don't stand the test of time.
It just gives me a headache now.
That's fair. You have less brain cells that can be processing all the things.
Maybe that's it. But I made my friends recently rank this, and I ranked the aughts last.
Well, I'm very into the 70s at 7 on Sirius XM.
You weren't alive during the 70s. You only get to rank 80s, 90s, aughts, and
today.
And 10s. No, not today. It's only 2023. We have to wait 7 more years.
I just hope the artists that have gotten number one hits each decade that I've been alive continue to do that in the 20s.
Like Usher?
Usher.
Mariah Carey?
Cher. Yeah, I want all of them to continue that success. Why not? They're all good people, right?
Rihanna?
Sure. Gaga?
Katy Perry? Gaga?
Yes. I want nothing but continued success for everyone involved on Earth.
Well, that's nice of you.
Yeah, well, I'm in my congenial era. What'd you say?
Living in your heart era.
No, my congenial era.
I think I'm in my living in my art, in my heart era.
Hey, okay, last discussion before we end, because we are less than a week away from the finale of Drag Race season 15.
We're days away, bitch.
Days
what are you
away.
Talking about?
Well, yeah, days away. We just watched the reunion. Any reunion thoughts? My biggest thought is... love to watch a reunion where the people that we didn't get a chance to hear anything from during the actual show also don't give any edit screen time during the reunion. And I saw some people saying like, oh, well, you can't blame it on the edit. Like some people just didn't say anything. It's like, well, personally, from a production standpoint, I would like them to be asked questions then. Other than, yeah. So you fucked each other, and are you guys going to get back together? It's like, girl, move on.
I mean, the only edit I'm blaming it on is that it was 60-minute episodes instead of 90.
Yes, I agree.
As excited as I was to see Sugar and Spice back, I was quickly reminded of sometimes their long-winded tangents that I'm just like, wrap it up.
or either wrap it up or include a point. Either or. And that is coming from a Sugar and Spice stan. I would have loved more of them on the season. But yeah, they were really in their bimbo boots.
Yeah.
Did you see the finale runway look? Or not runway, but like red carpet looks?
I did. Why? Everyone's wearing red. There was a red memo. Everyone's in their red era.
Yeah. Especially the finalists. Oh my God, a lot of them, like even the not finalists are
even the non-finalists
red.
Were wearing red, yeah.
Who were your standout fave looks?
I loved Princess Poppy with the Mean Girls reference.
I love Princess Poppy with the what did she wear at the reunion? She was
like one of the contestants from season one.
Yeah, but who? That's gonna kill me. Who was she being?
My knowledge of season one isn't that.
Oh, it's on that. The tip of my tongue.
I loved at the reunion that they introduced everyone with a Real Housewives line.
Oh my God, me too.
I thought that was fun.
Oh, she was Rebecca Glasscock from season one entry look, where the yellow shirt with the exposed shoulder and the denim. I thought that was iconic. And her Real Housewives line being, I'm quitting drag.
I'm quitting drag. I think she had said that during her Whatcha Packin' too, so I knew she was like being serious.
I was bummed that she didn't say a single thing, or she wasn't talked to or what, like during the reunion.
I felt like a lot of the people in that back row were not.
We got a lot of Irene, and I did like Irene's red carpet finale look.
I liked, did you see Willow Pills?
Oh, girl. Now that was a moment.
That's what I see, and I think, oh, that's what Rue is always talking about when she's like the next drag superstar.
Yes, future of drag.
Future of drag.
Like giving us something we've never seen before.
Yes, and yeah, and I loved it. I ate it up.
I thought Jax's look was good. I thought Sugar's look was good. Spice's look was good.
I really liked Robin Fierce's reunion look.
Yeah. I liked Selena Estides' finale look, the cake with the slice taken out of it.
I couldn't really tell what it was.
She's a cake, and she's holding like a cake slicing mechanism thing. Knife is the word. Or like a serving cutter thing.
I love a mechanism.
Well, it's giving like quinceanera dress because it's season 15, maybe, is what I saw people on Twitter saying. Also, Lucy DeLuca's look. Good for her. What the fuck?
Lucy LaSpooka.
Yeah. Ooh, write it down, honey. Write it down. Yeah.
Another season in the books.
Another good time with great oldies.
I said happy Sasha or Anitra crowning week to those who celebrate.
Are you just cutting up?
I'm just wishful thinking. I'm allowed to root for my two favorite.
Careful. Careful. Careful.
I know I'm not allowed to have an opinion on drag since I'm not a drag queen myself.
I tweeted in reply to a tweet from a drag race, like, you know, what's with this season? I feel like more now than ever, there are drag race like accounts on Twitter that are just like engagement farming drag content. Like, is this on your For You page? Like these accounts that are like, do you know what I'm talking about? That are always just like the same reiterated like prompts to make you quote tweet with your opinion about Drag Race.
I try not to go on my For You page because it kept showing me tweets from queens that I wasn't rooting for this season. So I have to stay off of that tab altogether.
That's fair. You know what? In the past week, I got blocked by one of my favorite contestants of the season. Bummer summer.
Well, shit happens, as they say.
Yeah. Okay, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me making an Ellie Goulding top 10 songs playlist for my Spotify.
Wow, that's nice. That's cool.
Oh, did you want me to ask you the same thing? Are you streaming this week?
Probably. Most likely.
Hey, I caught some of your stream last week.
Oh, last Friday we were doing...
It was really kind of you to say, oh, I miss Corey, and not realize that I was sitting there with you.
Well, you had already said hello in the chat, but I had completely forgotten that you were in the chat. Well, we were watching, we were doing part two of a many-part series where we are ranking every August collab from back in the day, and we're watching them in order and then ranking them in our, like, tier ranking system. And we were on, what was that, the best friend tag?
I think so. Some sort of August video.
Yeah. And it was lovely. It's really, honestly, it has been a trip down memory lane. My goal has been to do 15 each time we do, like 15 of the videos each time we do one of the parts, like or sit down to rank. But this last one, the one that you're talking about that you were at, we only got through 5 videos. I am so slow. 5 videos in 3 hours. It took me forever. Anyway. You can find me on Twitch. That's all.
You need to do an updated best friend tag with your new best friend.
Who's my crouton? I would do it.
That was a trick question.
Oh yes. Right. Well, I was kind of playing along as we were writing down answers, and I still knew all of our answers.
I still don't know how many siblings you have.
Me neither. The verdict's still out. All right. Have a good life.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.